Please turn with me to Philippians chapter
3. 请大家跟我一同翻到腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
腓立比书三章第八节。
We need to read from verse 8 to verse 14.
我们从第八节读到第十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
腓立比书三章八节。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but with which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Now that I have already obtained, or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受死受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
First Corinthians chapter 9,
哥林多前书第九章
verse 24,
第二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 9,
哥林多前书第九章
verse 24,
第二十四节。
Do you not know that those who run in a race will run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Run in such a way that you may win.
你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Let's commit this verses back to the Lord.
让我们把这句话再交在主手里。
Father, we thank you again for the opportunity to come into your presence.
父啊，我们感谢您再给我们有一次机会来到您同在里面。
It is your grace and mercy that you brought us through this week.
是您的恩典与怜悯带着我们经历了这一周。
At the beginning of a new week,
在这新一周的开始，
we are glad to be before you.
我们真的是何等的喜乐能在您面前。
And we ask that you anoint our heart.
求您来膏我们的心。
So that we have the ability to understand your words.
所以我们有能力了解您的话语。
And we have the ability to communicate your word.
我们可以与您的话来交通。
And we have this ability to translate your word.
也可以有能力来翻译您的话语。
We understand without your anointing that we were not able to do this.
我们了解如果没有您圣灵的恩膏，我们什么都不能做。
Therefore, we ask for the extra measure of grace.
所以我们向您求更多的恩典。
So that we can see the light that's in your words.
所以我们可以在您话语的生命里面扎根。
We pray in your precious name.
如此祷告奉您宝贵的名。Amen.
Paul has a very special relationship with brother and sister in Philippians.
保罗与在腓立比的圣徒们有非常特殊的关系。
It was in his second missionary trip that Paul visited Philippians.
是在他第二次旅行传道的时候，他遇到这些圣徒们。
And from that point on, Paul always had a very special relationship with them.
从那个时候开始，他就与他们有一个很特殊的关系。
When Paul left Philippi, went on to Thessalonians.
当他离开腓立比去帖撒罗尼迦的时候
，and brothers and sisters in Philippians sent offering to support Paul.
腓立比的圣徒们就把他们的奉献来交给保罗，支持他的侍奉。
Later on, Paul went on to Corinth.
然后保罗去了哥林多。
And these believers in Philippi continue to do that once and twice.
然后这些圣徒持续的这么做，不止一次，还有两次。
Paul was a brother that would not always accept offering from church.
保罗其实不是一个经常接受奉献的弟兄。
Paul would not accept offering from Corinth.
因为保罗他就没有接受哥林多弟兄们的奉献。
But Paul always accept the offering from Philippi.
但是保罗一直接受从腓立比来的奉献。
Because there is a special relationship between Paul and the believers in Philippi.
因为在保罗与在腓立比的信徒之间有一个很特殊的关系。
Therefore, as you read this book of Philippians, you see Paul open his own heart to these believers.
所以当您来读腓立比书的时候，可以看到保罗把心向着这些圣徒打开。
He shared his goal and the prize of his life.
他也向他们来分享他自己的目标跟他的奖赏。
And you don't share the goal and prize of your life to someone that's not close to you.
你不会向一个与你不熟悉的人来分享你人生的目标跟你的奖赏。
And it's in this book of Philippians we really see the goal and the prize of his life.
在这本腓立比书里面，我们看到他自己的目标跟他的奖赏。
Paul often wants to use race to communicate a spiritual principle.
保罗经常用赛跑来把属灵的事来做比喻。
And in 2 Timothy, he said, I have finished the course.
在提摩太后书他说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
So he used the race to describe his life.
所以他用赛跑来描写他自己的一生。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul said, to run in a way that you may win.
在哥林多前书他也说，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
And in Philippians, it is no exception.
在腓立比书也是这样。
He said, I press on toward the goal.
他说，我向前直跑，向着标杆直跑。
All these verses use the same illustration, which is a race.
所有这些都是用同一个比喻，就是赛跑。
Paul told us, a life is like a race.
保罗告诉我们，生活，生命就像一个赛跑。
We all have one very short life.
我们都有一个很短的生命。
And within this life, there is a race.
在这个很短的生命里面，有一场赛跑。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, I would like to communicate to you that you and I have a race to run.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我要与大家交通的就是您跟我都有一个当跑的路。
This needs to dawn on us.
我们需要渐渐地明白这件事情。
Whether you know it or not.
或者您知道，或者您不知道。
There is a race set before us.
在我们面前有一个当跑的路。
It is for every child of God.
是为每一个神的子民。
The moment we were saved,
当我们得救的那一刻开始
，There is a race set before us,
就在我们面前摆了一条当跑的路。
Therefore, it's not possible to settling down in the race.
所以我们不可能在这个赛跑之中停顿。
Brother and sister, we cannot have a spirit of settling down.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能有一个停顿的灵。
While in the race, the proper spirit is a spirit of pressing on.
在这个赛跑里面，应该有的灵就是向前直跑。
Every race has a goal.
每一个赛跑都有一个标杆。
Every race has a prize.
每一个赛跑也都有一个奖赏。
What is the goal?
什么是标杆呢？
Goal is the marker set at the end of the course.
标杆就是在这条当跑的路尽头所放的那个标记。
And prize is the reward of finishing the course.
奖赏就是当我们跑进当跑的路所得着的。
What are the goals and the prize in our life?
在我们的生命里面，什么是我们的标杆？什么是我们的奖赏？
This is the most important question for every one of us.
这是对我们每一个人非常重要，最重要的一个问题。
If we have set the wrong goals,
如果我们的标杆是错的话，
our life will be lost for eternity.
我们的生命要在永远里面失去。
Life must have goals.
生命里面一定要有标杆。
Life without goals is meaningless.
如果一个生命没有标杆，那这个生命没有任何意义。
Today, every one of us have goals.
今天我们每个人都有一个目标。
I truly believe that every one of us has goals.
我绝对相信每一个人我们都有自己的目标。
Everyone is trying to lay hold of something.
每一个人都要得着一些事情。
And we believe that it's vital to our satisfactions.
因为我们觉得这对我们的生命是否满足是非常重要的。
Some people seek wealth as their goal.
有的人他们追求的是财富。
They have a goal in their life.
在他们的生命里面是有一个目标。
It's to obtain wealth.
就是得着财富。
Because wealth become vital to their satisfaction.
因为他们的满足至关重要的就是财富。
Some seek fame.
有的人追求名。
Some seek knowledge and learning.
有的追求知识。
Some seek physical health and strength.
有的追求他身体的健康。
Some seek pleasure.
有的追求享乐。
Young people often have many goals in your life.
年轻人在你们的生命里面有许多的目标。
Some will seek a degree.
有的追寻的是学位。
Some will seek a job.
有的追寻的是事业。
Some will seek a marriage.
有的是婚姻。
Some will seek a career.
有的是工作。
But one strange thing about these goals.
但是关于这个目标有一个很奇妙的奇怪的事情。
Is that you will never be satisfied once you obtain it.
就是当你真正得着的时候你还是不会满足。
Let's consult with the smartest person on this earth.
让我们来询问一下在这个世上最有智慧的人。
The wisest man on this earth.
是这个世上最有智慧的。
Which is Solomon.
就是所罗门。
What Solomon had to say about goals in the life.
那所罗门对于我们生命里面的标杆怎么讲呢？
Solomon is the wisest man.
所罗门是最有智慧的人。
Solomon is also the richest man.
他也是最富有的人。
He's the most knowledgeable person in history.
他是在历史上最有知识的人。
So what Solomon has to say about goals of our life?
那所罗门对于我们生命里面的标杆怎么讲呢？
He has seen everything in life.
因为他已经看尽了人生所有的事。
He had experienced every pleasure in life.
他也体会了人生里面所有的享受。
And he said, the vanity of vanities.
他却说虚空的虚空。
All is vanity.
凡事都是虚空。
He realized that our heart would never be satisfied.
因为他认识到我们的心 永远不会满足。
He said the eye is not satisfied with seeing.
他说眼看却看不饱。
Nor is the ear be filled with hearing.
他说耳听也听不足。
Our heart is like the sea, like oceans.
他说我们的心就像这个海一样。
And all the river is like the goals in our life.
所有这些江河就是我们生命里面不同的目标。
All the river will flow into the ocean, yet the ocean is never full.
江河都往海里流，海却不满。
Doesn't matter how many goals we set in our life.
并不在乎我们在生命里面有多少的目标。
It does not matter how many goals we achieve in our life.
也不在乎我们到底达到了多少的目标。
The sea, the ocean will never be full.
这个海却永远不会满。
What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
在日头之下，人所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。
So Solomon in his all wisdom told us that all the goals you set under the sun is not sufficient.
所以所罗门在他的智慧里面说，所有在日光之下所定的目标都是虚空，都是捕风。
We must have goals that's above the sun.
我们必须有一些在日光之上的目标。
Our goal cannot be under the sun.
我们的标杆不能在日光之下。
The goals of our life must be above the sun.
生命的标杆应该在日光之上。
So we must seek something above.
所以我们当求上面的事。
So Solomon concludes in his book by saying the conclusions.
所以在他的传道书最末尾，他有一个结论。
When all has been her is, fear God and keep his commandments.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命。
Because this applies to every person.
这是人所当尽的本分。
In other words, this is the purpose of man.
或者说，这就是人的目的。
Only God is above the sun.
只有神是在日光之上。
Therefore, we have to set our goal above the sun.
所以我们的标杆也应该在日光之上。
We need to keep seeking the things above.
我们当求在上面的事。
Where Christ is.
那里有基督。
The goal and the price must be above the sun.
标杆跟奖赏一定要在日光之上。
So what is the goal?
那是
And what is the price?
什么是标杆？什么是奖赏？
I first I'll tell you what is not.
那我先告诉你们什么不是。
It is not salvation.
这不是救恩。
Many Christians today have this concept, the goal of life is salvation and the price of life is eternal life.
很多人在他的观念里面标杆就是救恩，奖赏就是我们的永生。
Eternal life is not a price, eternal life is a gift.
永生不是奖赏，永生是他的恩赐。
For wage of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Eternal life is a free gift of God.
这个永生是神白白的恩典。
It's not a price.
不是一个奖赏。
Salvation is not our goal.
救恩也不是我们的目标。
Salvation is not an end.
救恩不是我们的结束。
Salvation is only a beginning.
救恩只是一个开始。
Salvation is the beginning of this race.
救恩是这场赛跑的一个开始。
Do you have any idea why God saved you?
您知不知道到底神为什么要救你呢？
Have you ever thought about this?
您从来有没有想过这件事？
Why in the world God saved you?
为什么神最终拯救了你？
Is it because you are beautiful?
是不是因为您长得很美丽？
Is it because you are diligent?
是不是因为您很勤奋？
Is it you have a good character of love?
是不是因为你里面有很好这个爱的性格？
Have you thought about this? Why in the world God save you?
为什么在神里面在这个世上来拯救了你？
Paul knew very clearly why he was saved.
保罗他非常清楚神为什么要拯救他。
And he said, for which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
他就是说可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
So Paul was very clear.
所以保罗非常明白。
When Christ laid hold of Paul for a purpose.
因为基督得着保罗是有一个目的的。
Because God wants Paul to lay hold of Saul and the price.
因为主要保罗来得着所要得着的。
And this is the purpose of salvation.
这个是救恩的目的。
Salvation put us at the beginning point of this race.
救恩把我们摆在当跑的路开始的地方。
Without salvation, we cannot run this race.
没有这个救恩，我们甚至不能开始这个赛跑。
Being saved, we are at the starting point of this race.
被拯救之后，我们就摆在这个赛跑的起点。
And God save us for this purpose.
神救我们是为了这个目的。
So we can run this race.
所以我们可以来跑当跑的路。
So that we can reach the goal.
所以我们可以达到这个标杆。
And we can win the prize.
我们可以得着奖赏。
This is the purpose of our salvation.
这是我们救恩的目的。
Therefore, Paul said, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
所以保罗说向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Then there is a remarkable verse in this portion.
然后就有一节非常奇妙的章节。
Paul said, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
他就说，我不认为我已经得着了。
This verse troubled me a bit.
这个章节让我里面非常的疑惑。
Does this verse trouble you at all?
这个章节有没有给你带来一些疑问呢？
Paul said he has not laid hold of it yet.
因为保罗说他说我不是说我已经得着了。
It worries me a lot.
这个也让我非常的忧虑。
If Paul has not laid hold of it,
如果保罗都没有得着，
What does that leave you and me?
那对你对我代表什么呢？
This verse is remarkable.
这个章节是非常的有意义。
He tells us the goal is not salvation.
因为他告诉我们这个标杆不是救恩。
Because Paul had laid hold of salvation.
因为保罗已经得着救恩了。
This verse also tells us the goal is not spiritual knowledge.
这里面也讲到标杆不是属灵里面的知识。
By the time the Philippian was written, Paul had already written Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, and Philemon.
因为当他写腓立比书的时候，他已经写了罗马书、哥林多前书、哥林多后书、加勒太书、帖撒罗尼迦前书、帖撒罗尼迦后书，还有腓利门书。
If the goal is spiritual knowledge, Paul had laid hold of that.
如果这个标杆是属灵知识的话，他已经得着了。
If I have written Romans chapter 12,
如果我写了罗马书第十二章的话
，I can rest in peace.
我可以在平安里面离开这个世界。
I will be so proud of myself.
而且我要为自己很骄傲。
I'm going to ask you, have you read that?
而且我要问你，你读过那一章吗？
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
If I have written a 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
如果我写过哥林多前书第十三章。
I'm satisfied with my accomplishment on this life.
我在生命里面已经非常满足我所达到的。
I will forever have smile in my face.
永远里面我会带着微笑。
But the goal is not spiritual knowledge.
但是标杆也不是属灵的知识。
Paul said, I have not regard myself lay hold of it yet.
他说我不是说我已经得着了。
This verse also tells us the goal is not Christian work and Christian services.
这个章节也告诉我们这个标杆不是我们基督徒的服事跟工作。
Paul has already completed three mission trips.
因为保罗已经完成了三次的传道。
He had preached gospel to almost the end of the earth.
因为他已经把神的福音传到当时的地极。
The only place that he has not gone to is Rome and Spain.
只有罗马跟西班牙他还没有去到。
If the goal is Christian services and Christian work, Paul had laid hold of it.
如果标杆是基督徒的服事跟工作，他已经得着了。
Paul has accomplished so much.
因为保罗已经完成了许多。
But there's something else that grabs his heart.
但是有一件事让他的心里还是这么的挂念，吸引他。
Something seems to inflame his inner man.
有一件事让他心里在燃烧火
热。His heart is still burning with something.
他的心为这件事火热。
He has not laid hold of it yet.
他还没有得着。
What is it?
是什么呢?
What is the goal?
这个标杆是什么呢?
That Paul has not laid hold of yet.
就是保罗还没有得着的。
What is the prize?
什么是奖赏?
And the answer can be found in Philippians Chapter 3, verse 8.
答案就在腓立比书三章第八节。
This remarkable verse.
这是非常非常奇妙的章节。
Answer both questions.
已经把两个问题都已经解答了。
He tells us both the goal and the prize.
他告诉我们标杆和奖赏。
So what is the goal?
什么是标杆?
Goal is the marker.Set at the end of the course.
就是在这条赛跑的路的终点那个标记。
Our life is like a race.
我们的生命如果是一场赛跑。
A race has a course.
就有一条跑道。
And at the end of the course, there is a marker.
在这个跑道的尽头有一个标记。
What is your marker?
你的标记是什么?
I have many, many colleagues.
我有许多的同事。
By the time I reach to my age,
当到达我这样年龄的时候
，and I can see that where everyone's marker is.
我已经看到各个人他们的这个目标在哪里。
Our colleague at work often can tell how many days he will reach that marker.
我的同事经常跟我数还有多少天他就能达到那个标记。
They count them as days.
他们用天来数。
That's the day they can retire.
那就是他们退休的那一天。
They work everything toward that marker.
他们每天的工作就是为了那一天。
I can tell the marker in their course, in their race, is their retirement.
我可以说他们的跑道尽头就是退休。
Is that your marker?
那是不是你的这个目标呢?
Is that my marker?
是不是我的目标呢?
What is the marker for Paul?
保罗他的标杆是什么?
What Paul said at the course, at the end of that course.
保罗他跑道的尽头是什么呢?
Paul said, I consider all things lost.
保罗说我看万事都当作有损的。
That means everything other than the goal of his life, he considered them a loss.
就是说换句话说任何不是这个标杆的事对他来讲都是有损的。
If you put anything other than the goal as a marker of your life, it will be a loss.
就是如果你把不是这件事情摆在那里作为标杆的话，就是有损的。
And this goal, this marker is Christ.
这个标杆就是基督。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
It's easy to say, right?
说起来很容易。
The Christ is the marker at the end of the course.
基督就是在跑到尽头的这个标杆。
But what does that mean?
但它的意义是什么呢?
Do we understand the meaning of that?
我们了解这里面的意义吗?
The goal is a person.
这个标杆原来是一个人。
It's very difficult for us to grasp this.
对我们来讲很难理解。
It's easy to understand if a goal is a thing.
如果这个标杆是一件事，我们可以理解。
But what does it mean having a person as the marker?
那一个人作为标杆是什么意思呢?
I think it means two things.
我想这代表两件事。
There means two aspects.
就是一件事的两个方面。
First one is to know this person.
第一件事就是来认识他，认识这个人。
Christ is infinite.
基督是没有限量的。
It's very interesting sometimes. The less you know about Christ, and the more arrogant you will be.
有的时候事情很稀奇，就是一个人他了解基督越少，这个人就越自高自大。
And that's very, 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 very funny things. The less you know, the more arrogant you are.
这是非常可笑的事，你了解越少，你越自高自大。
But on the other hand, the more you know about Christ, the more you know very little of it.
另外一方面，你了解他越多，你越知道你自己知道的是多么的少。
And therefore, the more you know,the more hungry you are for Christ.
所以你越了解的多，你对他的渴慕就越深。
If we set our goal as Christ, we put Christ at the marker, there will be no end.
如果我们的标杆是主耶稣基督的话，这个事情是没有穷尽的。
We're always pursuing.
我们是一直向前
直跑。Since he is all and in all.
因为他是万有，也在万有之内。
God will give us all things through Christ.
神是把万有赐给我们，但是是借着主耶稣基督。
I think we still have hard time to understand this.
我想可能我们还是有困难理解这件事。
We don't understand the concept infinite.
我们不了解这个无限的概念。
I just ask you to think about two numbers.
我只是让大家思想两个数目。
The universe as we know it, scientists told us there are 200 billion galaxies.
在我们所科学家告诉我们所知道的这个宇宙有2000亿个星系。
For those who are mathematical oriented,
如果对那些数学上很敏感的人
tell us about 200 billion.
告诉我们两千亿的概念是什么
？You simply just count them.
你不可能去数了。
How long would it take for you to count all those galaxies?
如果你一个星系去数的话，要多久呢？
And within each galaxy,
在每一个星系里面
for example, like the galaxy we are in,
就像在我们所在的星系
there are 200 billion stars,
也有2000亿的星球
So you put these two numbers together,
如果你把这两个摆在一起
how big and vast this universe is,
这个宇宙是多么大，多么广。
And that is just one aspect of this Christ.
这只是基督里面的一方面而已。
Christ is infinite.
因为基督是无限的。
If we set Christ as the marker,
如果我们让基督成为我们标杆的话
we will pursue him forever.
我们会永远永远都向着他。
There will be no end.
是没有穷尽的。
So the first aspect is to know him.
所以第一个方面是来认识他。
The reason we don't have that hunger in our heart is we know him too little.
如果我们对心里面对他没有渴慕，是因为我们了解他太少。
We just know that a little bit more.
我们需要更多的认识他。
That would ignite a tremendous hunger in our hearts.
这就会在我们里面激起极深的渴慕。
To run the race.
来跑当跑的路。
To press on.
一直向前直跑。
To know him more.
更多的认识他。
That's first aspect.
这是第一方面。
The second aspect is to be like him.
第二个方面就是像他。
How can we be like him?
我们怎样能够像他呢？
Are we going to turn water into wine?
我们是不是也要把水变成酒呢？
Yeah, we'll like Jesus would turn water into wine.
我们很想像耶稣一样能够把水变成酒。
Or should we be like Peter to walk on the waters?
或者像彼得一样可以在水上行走。
Yeah, don't try that.
那不要去试。
Or, are we trying to feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish?
或者我们试着用5饼2鱼来喂饱5000人。
How do we be like him?
我们怎么能够来像他呢？
How do we put Christ at the end of our course?
我们怎么样能让基督成为我们的这个标杆呢？
Bible told us we need to be like Christ in two specific ways.
在圣经里面告诉我们要在两个地方来像耶稣。
We will become united in the likeness of his death.
我们先要在他死的形状上与他联合。
And certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we are conformed to his death,
如果我们在他死的形状上与他联合，
that I may attain the resurrection from the dead,
我们就可以得着从死里的拯救。
So in short, God wants us to have this resurrection life.
没错，神让我们里面有一个得救的生命。
To be like him, to have the same life.
我们可以有一个与他一样的生命。
But the only way to get the resurrection life is to be united with him in his death.
就是这个复活的生命。如果我们要有复活的生命，要在他死的形状上与他联合。
Is this our goal?
这是不是我们的目标呢？
Is knowing him our goal?
认识他是不是我们的标杆呢？
Is to be like him our goal?
像他是不是我们的标杆呢？
If this is our goal,
如果这是我们的标杆，
we have placed the right marker at the end of the course.
那我们在跑道的尽头所放的就是对的标杆。
So what about the prize?
那奖赏呢？
Now we know what the marker is, what the goal is.
我们已经知道这个标杆，这个目标应该是什么。
What about the prize?
那奖赏呢？
The prize can also be found in Philippians 3:8.
这个奖赏也在腓立比书三章八节。
There is a little phrase in the end of this verse.
是在这个章节的后面。
So that I may gain Christ.
所以为要得着基督。
In another translation said, I may win Christ.
另外的翻译是我要赢得基督。
This is even harder to understand.
这更难理解。
We don't understand how to win Christ.
我们怎么样去赢基督回来呢？
We understand Christ is our Savior.
我们了解基督是我们的救主。
We understand He is our Lord and Master.
我们了解他是我们的主，是我们的主人。
We understand He is our Shepherd.
我们了解他是我们的大牧人。
Our Great High Priest.
我们的大祭司。
We even understand He is our Life.
我们甚至了解他是我们的生命。
But what does it mean to win Christ?
但是赢得基督是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to gain Christ?
得着基督是什么意思呢？
It is such an important thing.
这是神要描述的很重要的事情。
Therefore, God illustrates this.
所以神也用了一些我们可以了解的事来描述。
He used this from Genesis to Revelation.
他是从
He used this illustration throughout the scriptures.
这个描述。
Hope that you and I one day can understand what does it mean by gain Christ.
希望有一天我们真能明白什么叫得着基督。
You see, there's a wedding. There was a wedding in Genesis.
我们看到在创世纪里面就有这个婚宴。
And there will be a wedding in Revelation.
在启示录里面也有婚宴。
You turn to the middle of the scripture, and there was a wedding too.
在圣经的中间你打开也有。这个婚宴
，wedding is used throughout the scriptures.
在整本圣经里面都用到婚宴。
And God wants to use the wedding or marriage to communicate what He has in heart.
那神就要用婚宴、用婚姻来描述他心里的意愿。
And even in the book of John,
甚至在约翰福音
，and there are miracles, but the first one is a miracle about wedding.
有很多的神迹，但第一个所记下来的就是关乎婚宴。
How God used wedding to illustrate this?
那神怎么样用这个婚宴来描述呢？
And in short, God tells us we need to win Christ as our bridegroom.
因为在这里面，神要说的是，我们要赢得基督作为我们的新郎。
Savior is given to us.
救主已经给了我们。
But we must win Christ as our bridegroom.
但我们必须赢得基督做我们的新郎。
Many of you have attended weddings before, right?
很多人都参加过婚礼。
And in every wedding, there is a course.
在每一个婚礼里面都有一条路。
And the bride is standing on one end of the course.
那新娘呢要从这条
stand,
站在这条路的一边。
And the bridegroom is standing on the other end of that course.
但新郎却站在另外一边。
And this bride will fix her eye on the bridegroom.
然后这个新娘她的眼就注目在新郎的身上。
She set the bridegroom as the marker.
她就让这个新郎成为她的标杆。
And she ran toward the end of that marker.
然后她就向前走，一直走到标杆。
As the bride finished the course,
当新娘走进这条道路的时候，
she win the bridegroom.
她就得着新郎。
And this is the illustration.
这就是这个描述。
This is God's way to communicate to us His heart.
这是神把他心里的向我们来启示。
All those illustrations, all those races has a purpose for this eternal wedding.
所有这些图画，所有这些所有的话语都是来讲到这个婚礼。
And this is a high calling.
这是一个至高的呼召。
It's an upward calling.
这是一个上面来的呼召。
Brother and sister, having goal is very personal.
弟兄姐妹们，这个标杆是非常个人的。
Each one of us has to place the marker in our own course.
在我们每个人里面，我们都要在我们的跑道尽头有一个标杆。
No one else can do that for you.
没人能够帮助你。
You cannot place the marker for your child.
你不能为你的孩子设立标杆。
Your child has to put the marker himself or herself.
您的孩子们，他自己要设立这个标杆。
It's very personal.
非常个人的。
But everyone must make that decision to put Christ at the end of their course.
但每个人都需要让基督成为我们跑到尽头的标杆。
On the other hand, winning the prize is corporate.
但另一方面，得着奖赏却是团体的。
None of us can win Christ on our own.
我们没一个人能够靠着自己来得着基督。
Therefore, even Paul said, I have not laid hold of it.
所以保罗也说，我还没有得着。
Paul has not laid hold of it until today.
保罗到今天他也没有得着。
Paul is standing at the goal line.
因为保罗站在这个跑道的尽头。
It's waiting for us.
因为等候我们。
For us to finish that course.
等候我们来跑当跑的路。
Together with Paul, there is Abraham standing there too.
在保罗那里也有亚伯拉罕在那里等候。
And Joseph, Daniel, they're there too.
约瑟、但以理都在那里等候。
All the saints in the generation, they finished the course, they're standing at the goal line.
历史历代所有的圣徒，跑进当跑路的圣徒都在那里等候。
They're cheering for us.
他在那里为我们来喝彩。
They encourage us to run the course.
来鼓励我们跑当跑的路。
Because they cannot win Christ without us.
因为如果不是除了我们如果没有我们的话，他们也不能得着基督。
How can we settling down?
我们怎么能够停顿呢？
How can we settling down?
我们怎么能够停顿呢？
When all those brothers, the Peters and Johns, they're standing there waiting for us.
所有这些弟兄彼得、约翰，他们都站在那里等候。
They had run their course.
他们都跑了他们当跑的路。
They have reached the goal.
他们已经达到了他们的尽头。
But they're waiting for their prize.
但是他们也在等候那个奖赏。
They're waiting for you and me.
他在等候你，等候我。
So we must set Christ as our goal.
所以我们必须让基督成为我们的标杆。
We must run the course.
我们必须来跑当跑的路。
We must press on.
我们必须向前直跑。
So that we can one day to reach our markers.
所以我们有一天也能够跑进这条路，达到标杆。
And as Paul and Peter cheering for us.
就像保罗、彼得他们在那里为我们喝彩。
Finally, we reach the end.
最后我们也能够达到尽头。
So we will win Christ together.
我们一起来得着基督。
We will win Christ as our bridegroom.
我们得着基督作为我们的新郎。
This race is set up for the eternal weddings.
这个跑这条路是为了那个永远的永世里的婚礼。
Some people think marriage is the end.
有的人觉得婚姻是一个尽头。
Especially brothers.
尤其弟兄们。
Many brothers view the marriage is the end.
很多弟兄觉得婚姻是一个尽头。
So they try to kind of prolong their bachelor's life a little bit more.
所以他们愿意他们单身的生活可以再久一点。
They view marriage as the end.
因为他们觉得婚姻是一个尽头。
But others look at marriage as the beginning.
但很多看到婚姻却是一个开始。
Most of the sisters do.
很多的姐妹们是这么想。
The sisters look forward to the marriage.
所以很多的姐妹们他们来仰望这个婚礼。
Marriage is the beginning of something wonderful.
因为他们觉得婚姻是奇妙事情的开始。
Brother and sister, you are both right.
弟兄姐妹们，其实我们都对。
The marriage is the end, and it's also a beginning.
因为婚姻它既是尽头，也是一个开始。
The marriage is the end of the old heaven and earth.
因为这个婚姻是旧造的天地的结束。
It's also the beginning of new heaven and earth.
也是新天新地的开始。
So this explains everything.
这个解释了所有的一切。
You know, God used marriage to explain everything.
因为神用婚姻已经解释了一切。
In the marriage, the bridegroom and the bride share the same destiny.
因为在婚姻里面，新郎跟新娘他们是同享一个生命。
Maybe the bride is very poor.
也许这个新娘她非常的贫穷。
Like Ruth.
就像路德一样。
And the bridegroom is very rich, like Boaz.
那这个新郎是非常的富有，就像波阿斯。
But when Ruth and Boaz marry, they're both rich.
但是当他们结合的时候，他们同享一样的丰富。
They have the same destiny.
他们有同样的一条生命。
This is in God's heart.
这个是在神的心目里面。
Our God is like Boaz.
我们的神就像波阿斯一样。
We are like Ruth.
我们就像路德一样。
And Boaz has a rich want to share with Ruth.
因为波阿斯他有如此的丰富，想与路德一块来分享。
God purpose in his heart to share the destiny with the church.
因为神在他心目里面要让他的命运与教会一同来分享。
For this, he gave his life.
为着这个，他把他的生命都舍了。
For this, he's waiting at that goal line.
为着这个，他在那个尽头等候。
For this, he placed you and I at the beginning of the course.
为着这个，他把我们摆在这条跑道的起点。
Give us opportunity to run the course.
让我们有机会来跑当跑的路。
Give an opportunity to finish the race.
给我们机会能够跑进这条路。
So together we can win the prize.
所以一起我们可以来得着这个奖赏。
To share that destiny.
来一同分享同样的命运。
So how do we press on?
那我们怎么样来向前直跑?
We know the goal.
我们已经知道这个标杆。
And we know the prize.
我们已经知道这个奖赏。
How do we press on?
我们怎样来跑呢?
But one thing.
只有一件事。
Paul is a simple person.
保罗其实是一个非常简单的人。
He did not tell us 10 different things to press on.
他没有告诉我们十件不同的事让我们来跑。
Paul said there's only one thing.
他说只有一件事。
If you want to press on toward the goal, there is one thing.
如果您要来跑这条路的话，只有一件事。
What is this one thing?
这件事是什么呢?
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
We have to leave things behind.
我们必须要忘记背后的。
To press on toward the goal, we must leave something behind.
要向着标杆直跑，我们一定要忘记背后的。
Paul left many things behind.
保罗让很多事情在他的身后。
He was circumcised at the eighth day.
他第八天就受了割礼。
He placed that behind.
他把这件事摆在他的背后。
He is of the nation of Israel.
他是在以色列国中的。
He left that behind.
也把这件事摆在背后。
He's of the tribe of Benjamin.
他是便雅悯支派的。
left that behind.
摆在他背后。
He's Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人里面的希伯来人。
Left that behind.
放在他的背后。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
He is the Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
And Paul left that behind.
保罗也把这件事摆在他身后。
He was found blameless in the law.
在律法下面他无可指责。
He left that behind.
他也放在背后。
He has righteousness according to the law.
在律法里面他有他的义。
He left that behind.
也把他摆在背后。
Brother and sister, this is the way to press on.
这就是我们向前直跑。
To leave ourselves behind.
让我们所有的自己摆在身后。
To leave the world behind.
让世界在我们身后。
And reaching forward to what lies ahead.
向前直跑就是在前面摆在我们面前。
What lies ahead?
摆在我们面前的是什么？
It's the marker.
就是那个标杆。
It's the prize.
就是那个奖赏。
It's the only thing that lies ahead.
这是在我们面前唯一的事。
This is the way to press on.
这是我们怎样向前直跑。
Are we pressing on today?
今天我们有没有向前直跑？
Or are we settling down?
或者我们在这里停顿？
Or we put something else at the end of our course?
或者在我们跑道的尽头摆了另外的目标？
Are we leaving Christ behind?
我们有没有其实是把基督摆在背后？
Is Jesus ahead of us?
基督是不是在我们的前面？
Is Jesus the marker of our life?
他是不是我们生命的标杆？
Are we looking forward to the dayWe can win Christ as our bridegroom.
我们有没有仰望那一天，就是赢得基督作为我们的新郎？
Or we just want to get to the day of our retirement.
或者我们只是等到退休的那一天？
What advantage that has?
那有什么益处呢？
If we live just like any person on this world.
如果我们与世上的其他人一样这样来生活，
We get to our retirement.
我们是得着了自己的退休。
We are secure.
我们是在里面，我们有满足感。
Therefore, one day, then we die.
有一天我们会死。
What advantage we have?
又有什么益处呢？
We need to answer that question.
我们需要回答这个问题。
What is the marker of our life?
我们生命里面的标杆是什么？
What is the price of our life?
我们生命的奖赏是什么？
Paul pursued the goal and the price with such a passion.
保罗是如此的心里火热来追求这个标杆跟奖赏。
If you and I only have a fraction of his passion,
如果我们有他这样的火热里面的一点点的话，
It will transform our life.
这要改变我们的一生。
It will transform our Bible study time.
就让我们查经的时间完全改变。
It will transform our time before the table.
让我们在擘饼聚会完全改变。
It will transform our time in prayers.
让我们在祷告聚会完全改变。
If we knew how little that we had.
如果我们知道我们已经得着的是多么的少。
And how much more remained to obtain.
还有多少我们要去得着的？
And we will have that same passion.
那我们就会有同样的火热。
Paul count all things to be lost.
因为保罗看万事都是有损的。
And this is passion.
这就是他里面的火热。
For Christ, I have suffered loss of all things and count them but rubbish.
因为为基督他已经丢弃万事都看作粪土。
This is passion.
这是他里面的火热。
Noah preached the gospel for 100 years.
挪亚在当时传了100年的福音。
That's passion.
这是火热。
Abraham went out and not knowing where he was going.
当亚伯拉罕他出来的时候甚至不知道要去哪里。
This is passion.
这是他的火热。
Do we have that passion in our heart as we pursuing the goal and the prize?
当我们这样来向着标杆来得奖赏的时候，心里面有没有同样的火热呢？
Or are we just lukewarm in our heart?
或者我们只是不冷不热？
Almost 300 years ago,
大概300年前，
God raised a young person.
神兴起了一个年轻人。
To be his vessel of recovery.
成为他恢复的一个器皿。
And this young brother called Sinzendorf.
这个年轻的弟兄他的名字叫新生道夫。
And God captured his heart at his 20s.
当他年轻二十岁的时候神抓住了他的心。
When he was 20s,
当他在他二十岁的时候
he began a tour to tour the Europe.
他就在那里周游欧洲。
As the custom at that time for a young person.
在当时对年轻人他们都有这样的习惯。
One day, he visited an art museum in Dusseldorf.
那有一天他来到杜塞尔多夫的一个美术馆。
And he saw many masterpieces.
他看到许多的杰作。
But there's one painting that caught his eye.
但有一幅画作就抓住了他的眼。
And this painting has a title.
这个画作有一个题目。
The title is Behold the Man.
题目就是你们看这个人。
This is the word from a Pilate.
这个是比拉多所讲的一句话。
Behold the Man.
你们看这个人。
The painting is a head. It's a head.
这个画作描写画的是一个人的头。
With a crown of thrones on his head.
在他头上有荆棘的冠冕。
And at the bottom of these pictures, the painter has painted a sentence.
在这个画的下面，这个画家写了一行字。
And this word says, "This I have done for you."
这里面说，为你我舍了一切。
What have you done for me?
为我你舍了几多？
So this question really astonished Sinzendorf.
那这个意念就抓住了新生道夫。
So he stand before that picture.
所以他就站在这幅画面前。
It seemed to hang in the air.
然后他似乎就好像悬在空中一样。
As he pondered what the answer that he would have.
他就在那里思想他的回答应该是什么。
What have I done for Christ?
为基督我舍了几多。
And he thought about his love for Christ.
他就想到他对基督的爱。
He did love Christ.
没错，他是爱基督的。
He read the Bible.
他也读圣经。
He loved the Word.
他也喜爱神的话语。
He prayed and sang hymns.
他也祷告，他也唱诗。
But somehow, this thing seemed insignificant.
但是突然之间这些都没有意义了。
Compared to all Christ has done by dying on the cross.
因为是与着基督在十字架上受死来相比。
He repeat that question over to himself.
他就一直重复的在心里面问自己这个问题。
What have you done for me?
为我你舍了几多。
Brother, sister, if this question is posed to you today,
弟兄姐妹们如果这个问题是今天摆在您面前
This I have done for you.
为你我舍了一切。
What have you done for me?
为我你舍几多。
What will your answer be?
你的答案是什么呢？
Do you have answers?
你有没有回答呢？
Do I have answers?
我有没有回答呢？
What is the answer God is looking for?
神寻找的回答是什么呢？
There is only one intelligent answer to this question.
对这个问题只有一个可行的答案。
There is one acceptable, and reasonable answer to this question.
只有一个答案是理所当然的。
What have I done? What should we do for Christ?
我当做什么为着基督？
Is to present our body a living sacrifice.
就是将我们的身体献上作为活祭。
This is the only answer.
这是唯一的答案。
There's no other acceptable answer.
没有其他的答案是可以被接受的。
We must present ourselves a living sacrifice.
我们必须把自己的身体献上作为活祭。
This is what the Lord has done for us.
因为 这是主所为我们所做的。
And this is what we should do for Christ.
这是我们应该为基督所做的。
This is what Sinzendorf did.
这就是新生道夫他所做的。
He consecrated that day his life to Christ.
那一天他就把他的生命奉献给神，给基督。
And Sinzendorf became the 18th century's young ruler.
他就成为18世纪的一个领导者。
一个富有的年轻人。
一个富有的年轻人。
But he is unlike the young ruler in Luke chapter 18.
但他并不是像在路加福音18章那个少年的官。
That young ruler in Luke chapter 18 said no.
因为在路加福音那里那个少年的官他对着主说不。
But the 18th century young ruler, Sinzendorf, said yes.
但是在18世纪这个少年官新生道夫他说是。
He consecrated his life.
他把他的生命奉献给主。
He opened his properties.
他就把他的产业打开。
He holds all persecuted Christians.
然后在那里来接待所有被逼迫的基督徒。
And this was the beginning of Moravian movement.
这就是摩拉维亚复兴的开始。
And this is the beginning of the modern day worldwide evangelism.
这就是现代世界普遍宣教的开始。
This is pursuing the Lord with passions.
这就是心里火热来追求主。
Today we need young people who will answer this right calling to enter the race.
今天我们也需要有年轻人来回答这个呼召进入这个当跑的路。
God is calling us.
神今天在呼召我们。
To enter the race.
来进入到我们当跑的路。
To set the marker right.
来设立我们应该设立的标杆。
And count everything else as lost.
看万事都当作有损的。
Where are you?
您在哪里？
How do you answer this question?
你怎么样回答这样的问题？
Where is your marker?
你的标杆在哪里？
Where is the prize?
你的奖赏是什么？
May today God will show us this high calling.
愿意今天神向我们启示这最高的呼召。
And some of you, many of us, will answer that calling today.
也愿意我们中间有许多人，所有的人都能回答这个呼召。
Especially our young people.
尤其是年轻人们。
This I have done for you.
为你我舍一切。
What have you done for me?
为我你舍几多。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you today.
父啊，我们今天感谢您。
You still have mercy on us.
您对着我们还有怜悯。
And still give us more time.
还给我们时间。
To consider this race.
来思考这个赛跑。
To consider the goals and the prize of our life.
来思考我们生命里面的标杆跟奖赏。
We pray Holy Spirit will enlighten our hearts.
我们愿意圣灵在我们的心里面启示。
There may be some of us that hear this high calling today.
也许今天我们有人真听到这样的呼召。
And willing to set Christ as his or her marker.
而且愿意让基督成为他的标杆。
And the price of their life.
成为他们生命的奖赏。
We know that by our own strength, none of us can run this course.
主啊，我们知道凭着我们自己，没人能够跑这条路。
But your grace is sufficient.
但是您的恩典够我们使用。
For those who answer this call,
为那些答应这个呼召的。
We pray for your mercy and grace.
我们向您来祈求恩典跟怜悯。
And we commit this word into your hands.
把这样的话语交在您的手里。
We pray the Holy Spirit will use it.
愿意圣灵来使用这些话语。
Continue to speak to our heart.
继续对我们的心来说话。
To knock on the door.
继续在我们的心门里面来叩门。
If any man that hear this calling.
如果有人听见这样的呼召。
And open that door.
打开门。
To begin this race.
来开始这个赛跑。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.